Hi, hello, and how the heck are you? Welcome to episode 2 of Cyberpunk Librarian. I'm Dan Messer, your friendly neighborhood cyberpunk librarian, and if you're joining us for the first time ever, this is a show about high-tech and low-budget, something I think is rather familiar to librarians all over the planet, really. We're going to be exploring the nifty things you can do for your library, for your patrons, and for your job, and how you can use things like free and open-source technology and software to do it. Along with that, we go over how to use stuff that you might already have in the library, you know, new uses for old tech. William Gibson once wrote that the street finds its own uses for things, and librarians have a way of doing that too. So kick back for the next 15, 20 minutes or so, maybe get yourself a refreshment or something, and let's have ourselves a podcast, shall we? So, last week we talked about Sigil, an EPUB creator and authoring tool. I want to toss out a quick update and let you know that Sigil dropped an update just about a day or so before my show went live. So if you're interested, you might want to go and dig up that update and, you know, take a look at any of the changes. Looks like it was some bug fixes and things like that, and bug fixes are always good. So if you're all at all interested in making EPUBs or eBooks, you really need to check that out. I'll drop a link in the show notes so you don't have to Google around looking for it. And seriously, you know, if you're looking at making some training materials for your staff or customers, especially on ebooks, why not use ebooks to do it? Create an ebook that trains them how to use ebooks. It's kind of like throwing them into the deep end of the pool, but at least there's no danger of drowning, right? Okay, now then, speaking of ebooks, and we just were, if you've already forgotten, you might skip back about 5 seconds or so, it's in there. Sigil is great for making EPUBs, but what if you want to read that EPUB on a Kindle? Which doesn't do EPUB all that well. Actually, it doesn't do it at all. So if you're stuck and you want to publish your EPUB on the Kindle and want to read it on, you know, one of the most popular ebook devices in the world, you know, well, no, you're not. You're not stuck at all. There's this lovely conversion tool which will not only convert your EPUB into Kindle formats, but a whole lot of other formats as well. Not only that, it'll help you organize, classify, tag, sort, and send your entire collection of ebooks, no matter what format they're in. Sound good? Yeah, you know it does. Which is why this week, my ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about Calibre. So, okay, what is Calibre? Well, like most of the stuff we'll talk about on this program, Calibre is a free and open source solution for ebooks and library, basically making a library out of your ebooks. It's very well laid out, very well done, and updates very frequently. It's usually updated about once a week. And those updates, while they may be minor, they're incremental, and you'll see bug fixes and new features and things coming along all the time. So what does it do? Well, it's a free open source ebook management tool, like I said, but it does so much more than that, as it's able to do the ebook conversion like I just mentioned, and we'll talk more about that in a second. Beyond that, you can use it to send your ebooks to various readers. It has a email format and option in it that will basically take advantage of, say, Amazon's Send to Kindle feature, where you can email a document to your Kindle. Well, that document could be an ebook or a Mobi book or whatever in your Calibre library, and you can right-click on it and have it sent to an address, and that address could be your Send to Kindle email address. So that's pretty cool, too. Beyond that, it'll download various news sites and RSS feeds and convert that into an ebook format. So it's also an RSS aggregator, so it'll pull down information from blogs and news sites and all that. It's got lots of news sites in it. It'll pull that down and make it into an ebook that you can read on your device. And seriously, this thing is free. There is a donate button, and seriously, boys and girls, use it. After you try this thing out, you're going to want to toss some money at the developers, because this software is a little hunk of genius. Now, the conversion bit, that's the key to getting things on a Kindle or on Amazon.com. But first things first, let's talk about the giant purple elephant in the room, because I know there is some of you out there listening that have heard of Calibre and heard that it can strip DRM off of various ebooks. And of course, you know, stripping digital rights management off of something, that's very cyberpunk in philosophy. And while I cannot condone that, I certainly do not condemn it either. So yes, Calibre, through the use of various plugins, you can download and install plugins in Calibre, will do some DRM stripping. However, there is a caveat, and it's a big one. You can only use this sort of DRM stripping feature if you can read the book in the first place. So if your friend Jack sends you a Kindle book that you're not licensed to read and can't open up at all, Calibre's not going to help you. It's just that that's not what it does. You have to be able to read the book at all if you want to be able to strip the DRM off of it. So, you know, just that in mind. Yes, it will, but keep that in mind. So, if you're looking to use Calibre for that purpose, go right ahead. There's plenty of plugins. I'll link to them in the show notes. So check that out. Absolutely. But first, you know, let's hit the feature list like the fist of an angry god, because my friends, this software package doesn't lie. It's a package, and that package is full of awesome. So let's talk features and what they can do for you. Calibre manages your ebook collection for you, and it's designed around the concept of a logical book. In other words, a single entry in your library that may correspond to actual ebook files in several formats. So, to put this in a sort of librarian perspective, it's kind of like if you have a shelf of books, and on that shelf you have a hardcover, a mass market paperback, and a trade paperback, but it's the same book. Calibre looks at that as one book. You have multiple copies of that one book, but it looks at that as one book. So it's sort of like a bib record versus item record type of thing. If you have a list, you know, of basically more than 10 ebooks in your ebook library, you can sort the books by in your library, and that's of course very useful for librarian type people and everyone else in general. You can sort them by title, author, the date they were added. So, you know, if you added something recently and you just don't remember what the title of that was, you can find out. You can sort it by the date published, the size, the rating that you give it. You can rate books in Calibre much like you do music in iTunes, or the series. As long as there's series information in the metadata, you can sort it by that. And that's the other thing about Calibre. It lets you edit the metadata in any ebook, pretty much. So if there's something missing, and you know, all of us being library type people, we'll look at that book and say, hey, this book belongs in the Discworld series, and it doesn't have that tag. Well, you can fix that. Just go ahead and tag it with Discworld. And speaking of tags, it's got a really flexible system for categorizing your collections however you want. So if you're really into a series or something, or you're really into tagging your books, you can put any tags on there you want. Name of the main character, the name of the main character's girlfriend, the protagonist, the antagonist, minor people that hardly ever appear. Whatever, you can do it. And you can easily search your book collection. That's really important. So in some ways, Calibre also functions kind of like an OPAC for your own collection. So if you need to find that book by, say, Douglas Adams, but you weren't sure what the title of it was, a quick search for the author's name will bring up everything that you have by Douglas Adams. Beyond that, Calibre also has the ability to go out on the internet and through various sources just pull down the metadata for the book. So it's kind of like a self-tagging feature. So those of you that that use iTunes or something like that know that you can basically right-click on a song and get info, and as long as Apple and iTunes has the information on that song, it'll pull it down and auto-tag your music. Well, that's exactly what Calibre does. It just uses various sources to get the information. And beyond that, you can export your collection to a hard disk in a fully customizable folder structure. In other words, you can take parts of your collection and put it elsewhere, take it with you, however you want to do it. Calibre is very very robust in what it can do. So, let's talk more in depth about the features then. Syncing to ebook reader devices. Now, basically, Calibre has a bunch of device drivers built into it that will basically send an ebook to any device that you're using, unless you're using some weird South China knockoff of an iPad that's actually knocking off an Amazon Kindle. Yeah, it's probably got a driver in there for your device. So you can, fire up Calibre, hook up your e-reader, and in a way use it like Adobe Digital Editions. In other words, as long as the book is already ready to go, or your EPUB is ready to go, Calibre will just notice the device is there, and you can start sending things back and forth between it. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome right there. I mentioned the downloading news bit a few minutes ago. Downloading news and RSS feeds. That is really cool. Basically what you can do is you can set import RSS feeds, from a blog or from your favorite websites or whatever. As long as it's got a feed, it usually works. There's been a couple hiccups I've seen, but usually it's in the way the site's constructed. That's not really a problem with Calibre. You can put in a news feed. They've also got free downloads of bunches of other more common and mainstream newspapers, things like the New York Times, The Guardian, Wall Street Journal. There's a whole list in there. Check it out. But what it will do is it will pull those down and automatically convert that daily news feed sort of into an ebook. So you can literally take your RSS feeds with you, maybe get up in the morning, get yourself some morning coffee, fire up Calibre, let it download the latest news, and, get it on your device, and you're out the door. You're ready to go, and you've got reading material for the train or the bus or, the car. If you drive like people do in Arizona, I'm sure people are reading in the car. They sure as hell aren't paying attention to the roads. So, if you're interested in, if you're interested in that kind of thing and reading your news on the go, Calibre is great for that. It puts it in a great, very easy to read ebook format. So, the big daddy, of course, that everybody is interested in, especially if you listen to last week's show. Was it last week? Week before last? I don't know. I kind of do this as I have time. But anyway, the big thing that everyone's sort of interested in is ebook conversion. Now, Calibre can convert from a huge number of formats into another huge number of formats. EPUB to Mobi, which is what Kindle can use and what you'll see on Amazon's website if you're self-publishing, is very easy. It's one of the preferred conversions. Now, some conversions it does better than others. Like EPUB to Mobi is very easy for it to do. But it'll do other things. It'll do things like PDF to Mobi or PDF to EPUB or things like that. But you got to realize that with a portable document format, the PDF that I just mentioned, Adobe's brainchild there, if you want to convert that into an ebook, it really depends on what you're looking at in the PDF. Like some PDFs are basically nothing more than photographs of the page. There's no text to be found anywhere. Your eyes are looking at text. Your brain is processing text. But all that computer sees is an image of something. It doesn't even know it's a page. It's not that smart. So Calibre is going to have some problems with that. It will do it, but it won't be pretty. And really, given the technology involved with having to do that, it's not going to be pretty very easily. I mean, there are programs that'll do it, and you might seek those out. But seriously, if you're just converting ebook to ebook, something you'd read on one e-reader to another e-reader, Calibre's pretty much got your back. It's got formats that I've never even heard of. So that's pretty cool right there. So like I said, though, if you're looking to use it to strip DRM off of an ebook, it will do that. There are plugins for that. And, of course, you assume the risks of whatever and all the various laws involved. Once again, if not the first time, I am not a lawyer, so I cannot tell you, what the legalities are involved. But I can tell you one thing. If you can't read the book to begin with, if it's already DRM to the point that you are locked out of it, Calibre's not going to help you. Because basically what Calibre's going to do with various plugins is get the information from you that it needs to unlock the book. In other words, it's going to ask you for basically your name, sometimes your credit card number, depending on the information, and it's not charging you. Don't think you're spending money there or anything. It's just that in some cases, for some formats, your credit card number or parts of it act as a key to get into it. It's basically an authentication. So, it's there, but the thing is like I said, if you can't read it to begin with, Calibre's not going to unlock it for you. That's just not what it does. And really, that's not what it's for. That is such a tiny portion of what Calibre can do for you as an e-reader and as someone who enjoys e-books that really, unless you're importing huge collections of pirated information, which I don't know why you would, I mean, if you can't read it, why would you download it? So unless you're importing, large stuff like that, that's not what you're going to be doing with Calibre anyway. Calibre is there to organize the ebooks that you can read and the ones that you want to read, and more importantly, your collection. So, it'll do it, but keep that in mind. So, let's go back to Sigil for a second, because we were just talking about ebook conversion and how you get the that EPUB onto Amazon or onto a Kindle or something like that. Well, it's easy. You open up Calibre, and you're going to import a book. This is very very easily laid out in their sort of user manual, which is available online. They've also got video tutorials, which you should check out. They're really well done and very well produced, so you're not just looking at some fly-by-night YouTube user with a screencaster. So you're going to import a book into Calibre, and that book is going to be the EPUB that you made. Now, when you do this, you access all the features that Calibre has, and you can apply those to your EPUB. So if this is something you've written, something that you've put together, well, you are cool in the gang, I tell you, because you can now apply all the metadata tagging, you can start applying the author tagging, and all of that stuff. You can fill all of that out, and Calibre will save and tag that EPUB with that information from there on out. So right there, you've already sort of upgraded your EPUB as far as the metadata and the information linked to it. And all you did was really import it into Calibre and type a few minutes. So that's pretty cool right there. But okay, so you've got an EPUB that you created in Sigil. You import that sucker, and now you just convert it. You convert it to .mobi, which is a format that the Amazon Kindle understands, and that you can basically start getting ready to sell on Amazon.com. So it's literally a couple clicks. There's a right click on the file, on the title of the work itself in the Calibre list, and there'll be a selection for converting ebooks. You do that. I believe it even defaults EPUB to MOBI, but even if it doesn't, it's drop-down, so it'll automatically know what it's looking at, and it'll give you a drop-down list for what you can convert it to. Of course, select MOBI, and click OK and let it do its thing. Sometimes it can be a little slow on the conversion. It's not bad, not like grinding slow where, you set it to convert and go get yourself a cup of coffee, maybe have some dinner, go out and see your folks or whatever like that. But, it's not instantaneous. And depending on the length of the work, that makes sense. It's basically got to go through and churn everything up and spit it back out in a completely different format. So that takes a little time. I mean, if you've got a, dreck hot, fast computer, you're going to be just fine. So, yes, that is how you can do it. Get your EPUB converted to MOBI through Calibre, and now you can read it on a Kindle. You can even send it to your Kindle using the Send to Kindle feature that I just talked about a little bit ago. And, yeah, that is all you need. Two free open source bits of software that will not only help you get your book published, but help you get it published in multiple formats and in multiple online stores. Now, there's a couple of other things I want to talk about just real quick. First off, it's helpful to note that Calibre is also an ebook viewer. You can read ebooks with it, and it's very good at that. So if you happen to want to read an ebook on your computer, Calibre is good for that too. It's a really well laid out e-reader. So if you're interested in reading books on your screen, I'm not, but that's just me. I know a lot of people do. You know, Calibre is good for that. And it's also got a content server. Now, this one's a bit for the advanced folks that know a little bit about setting up websites and maybe some dynamic DNS voodoo and stuff like that. But basically, Calibre has its own internal web server that acts as a content server for your books. So if you're interested in the geekery and the little hacking about a bit, you can set up a Calibre instance on your computer at home or perhaps on a network someplace. And it will act as a content server for your ebooks. So you can download your ebooks on the go. You're at the airport, you realize that you didn't grab a copy of Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy like you thought you were going to do, but you've got 15 minutes before the flight takes off and free Wi-Fi. So you would be able to get your book from your content server if you set that up. And like I said, there's facts and FAQs and all that, along with a user manual as to how to get that set up. It's a little bit more advanced than, you know, the average bear would see as far as like just a standard end user, but it's there, and if you're at all good with computers, really, it's not that hard to do. So, you know, check that out if you have the interests. Okay, well, that's about it for this this episode of Cyberpunk Librarian. I thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit about Calibre. And I hope you go check it out. I got links in the show notes and all that for Calibre, plugins, and I'll throw in some stuff there for their user guides, manuals, and some online video tutorials and stuff like that. All good stuff. I mean, if you've got more than, you know, 10 ebooks or so, it's really worth checking out, especially if you're going to really get into ebooks hardcore and you're going to have yourself an ebook collection. Calibre is definitely a program you should look into. So up on the next show, I'm going to have a bit of a special thing because we're doing a all-staff training day here at the library I work for, and I'm going to have a episode of the show that ties into that because I'm doing a collaborative talk with one of the librarians here from another branch, and we're going to be talking about different apps and different apps that we use for work, play, and life. I've mostly focused on work apps, but I've got some different stuff in there, some fun stuff. So she's taking the iOS side, and I'm tying my podcast to the Android side of things. So if you happen to be an Android fanboy or a fangirl, you might check that out. I'll have some. I'll have a list of apps that I use on a very regular basis here at the library, and all of them are ready to go for the Android operating system. So beyond that, watch the feed, watch the blog, qcfriends.org/notallbits. That's all one word and lowercase. Check that out for news, articles, updates, and all that kind of stuff. Remember, you don't have to be low life to be high tech, but that certainly helps if you happen to be a cyberpunk. Take care. See you next time.